The Old Sagebrush 1-2, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Recently, the BLM requested comments about proposed amendments to the sage-grouse management plan, and as you are all very familiar, that means the EPA will play a major hand, and as is typically the case, it negatively affects ranchers who try and use their BLM allotments. I talked with Idaho Cattle Association Executive Director Cameron Mulroney about the background.
We need to make sure that our industry comments to the BLM. As Idaho Cattle Association, we do need them to amend those plans, and we need to make sure that our operators, our industry comments, and reason for that being is we know those people on the other side of the fence, they're going to put out their robocalls and all that stuff and try to get people to comment on the other side. So we need to make sure that our industry as well comments to have a good balance of comments and help them understand what's needed for sage-grouse in the state of Idaho.
Is the issue regarding BLM land and protecting the sage-grouse, which means it's going to impact grazing, they don't want grazing, is that kind of what the whole thing is about?
The BLM, under Secretary Zinke in October, put out a notice that they're considering amending the sage-grouse resource management plans. We need that to help our producers continue their livelihood. We need some amendments to those plans. They had the meetings around the state, informational meetings, and for us in the state of Idaho, we want to make sure that they are specific to each state. When the needs of the state, local management is more effective than trying to manage from a desk in D.C.
Where have we heard that before? David Sparks, AgInfo.com.